tools do you use?
Chuck, right.
Alright, how would you ask someone to buy lettuce? Would you say, buy me three...
heads of lettuce.
You have two boys and three girls. That means that you have...
five children.
Alright, and do you speak of them as so many heads?
Five heads.
If you have seven boys and seven girls, you might say that he had a blank
big
of children.
Had a, yes, a bunch of them, a big family. Okay. Yeah. That's the way families used to go from 14 to 20. Yeah, now my sister's living down in Atlanta, and she's got seven grown children. They all living. Five boys, three girls. One of the boys is in very sick now up in New Jersey. And, Roy, he's a twin. I was at Covington when he was born, and he lost his twin brother. But he's teaching school now in Atlanta. And Ross's daughter, Adamore Ross, she's teaching there. And their children will graduate. She had two twins who graduated this year. I sent them a check apiece.
From high school or college?
High school. Yeah, too. You should know the Wolf family, but...
I've heard of them.
They tens up over there at the Warren Chapel. And her husband, their father, was a preacher. He was a minister.
Hmm. All right, when you pick corn, the green covering that you take off the corn, off the ears, in...
It's called it rosinelles. The shucks.
All right.
Yeah,
take and the kind of corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob is called?
Rosinelle.
And the thing that grows at the top of a corn stalk?
That's a tassel.
All right, and the stringy stuff that comes out at the end of corn shucks?
Silks.
What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Jack-o'-lantern. That's, you're reaching way back out of there. Pumpkin. I have to think about what we call that season, the last of October.
Oh, Halloween.
Right. That's the jack-o'-lantern season.
All right. The kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable.
That's a squash.
And what kinds of melons do you raise? Have you ever raised any melons?
Oh, yes. You raise different kinds of melons. Some is the black rind. Some is rattlesnake. That's striped, you know. And some is just a gray melon. So you raise different kinds of melon.
All right, the small umbrella-shaped things that grow in damp cellars or in the shade or out in the yard, and...
What do we call them, mushrooms?
All right, and I think you mentioned these before when we were talking about melons, I'm not sure. But they're very popular, but they're large and green, and you slice them open. Sometimes they're yellow and some red on the inside, and they have black seeds.
That wouldn't be a pumpkin, would it?
Oh, these are
marshmallows.
You
that.
Eat them on the 4th of July, it's just good. Some are striped, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Some are just plain green outside, but when you slice them open,
what color are the inside?
They're real sweet. Some are red.
Yeah.
Some are yellow. I had a yellow.
Well, there is some yellow meat melons.
All right. What do you call these, though?
Well, that yellow meat melon and the red meat watermelon, they're both called watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's a marshmallow, that's yellow all over, outside and inside. And the cantaloupe melons, they are kind of on the first cousin to marshmallow.
Now, anything that looks like kind of a mushroom, only it's not good to eat, it's called what? If a man has a sore throat so that the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say that he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
Right? He could chew it, but he just couldn't
swallow.
Good.